Sounds good.
This is News Director Larissa Donovan. Continuing on with my series with Sanford Health Professionals. Joining me in studio today, he's a child psychiatrist with Sanford Bemidji, Dr. Daniel Janizak. I hope I'm saying that right. Welcome to the studios.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So we are joined together today to talk about ADHD awareness. Now, some people might be really dismissive, like, is ADHD a disease or is it just a kid being rambunctious? How do you tell, like, what the line is?
Yeah, that's a good question. It is certainly a very common childhood and adolescent disorder. It is a combined type of disorder, so there's a few different categories in which you can have symptoms. There's the inattentive subtype and the hyperactivity subtype, and there could be a combined subtype where you have symptoms in both categories.
So that would be like ADD versus ADHD?
Yeah, essentially that was kind of the way that it was formally referred to, and now it would be ADHD inattentive subtype, or ADHD hyperactivity subtype, or ADHD combined subtype.
All right. And what are some of the like more obvious symptoms of ADHD?
Well, it has to first and foremost occur in both environments of home and school, or home and socially, or school and socially, which for an average child, those are for the most part synonymous, school and social life. But in the inattentive subtype, you're going to see a lot of the inattention symptoms. So that could be things like difficulty paying attention to details, losing track of details or forgetfulness, getting off task easily, being easily distracted, being disorganized, and a key symptom, which is losing track or giving up easily in mentally challenging tasks.
Right, yeah, because I can see, you know, how a lot of these symptoms might describe many kids at probably any given time. But that doesn't mean, like, all these kids have ADHD, right?
Right. Right, exactly. These kids with the inattentive subtype could come across as the kids who maybe to their friends are a little bit spacey, if you will, or they're the kids who need to be reminded what we're talking about. They could be the kids looking off in classrooms and distracted by other things in the environment, whether it's sounds or other children or thinking about the day or what's happening in the class, because the name itself is somewhat misleading in that there is a deficit in the name. However, it's more of a scattered thinking. There's a lot going on in a child's brain that they are disorganized by, and they can't process the influx of stimuli, the things that are happening in their environment in an organized way.
And I know friends of mine have kids with ADHD, and it can be really challenging to effectively parent these kids. Do you have any advice for parents about, you know, when to seek help, when to seek, you know, perhaps medication from you?
Certainly. So the key in almost all of psychiatry or mental health is at what point or how much is it interfering with your day-to-day function? Because as you mentioned, there's a lot of children out there who display similar things, as I described.
Yeah, I don't know many kids who are very attuned to details.
Right. So we certainly first have to start with the understanding of the development of the child, where they're at or they should be expected, and then break down the behaviors from there and see how much it's interfering with their day-to-day. So that's a good starting place. And I think with parents who have kids with ADHD, it's certainly something that many parents prefer to start with that behavioral approach. And that's very fair, especially for younger children. So it boils down into a basic therapy type, actually, that I use very frequently in my practice. And I hope that all general practitioners or pediatricians are working with parents on in their anticipatory guidance, it's called. So working with parents who have kids who come in for a wellness exam, if you will. And that boils down to type of therapy, again, called parent management training. And it's a type of therapy or training in which you help the parent be an effective parent, and you help the child be an effective child. So it could boil down further to giving effective commands, how to get the child's attention, how to discipline and teach consequences effectively, and ones that don't reinforce the behavior. And in addition to that, creating a special bond at the same time and praising them for their good behavior. As I tell parents always, catch your child doing good, because they will.
And, you know, I think maybe sometimes even like breaking down instructions has been effective in my house. You know, just because if I say do three things, if I don't number them correctly, none of the things get done.
Yes, absolutely. A key symptom there. So how do you break things down into a simple few-step direction where you give one direction, check for attention and understanding, and then even completion, and then you move on to the next task? And upon immediate compliance, you immediately praise them for that behavior, because that catches their attention that, hey, mom and dad were happy that I did this, or caregiver was happy that I did this. I should probably do this again because it made me feel good.
Well, what else can we learn about ADHD from a parent, or maybe even, you know, an educator standpoint? What can, like, people from the outside looking in do to maybe, you know, raise the alarm? Like, hey, maybe this kid in my classroom has ADHD. I mean.
Right. It exists in multiple environments, and so that is a key component to diagnosis. And with that, then, I will have teachers complete a form, a common form that's available online for free. And one I use in particular is called the Vanderbilt form, with all the symptoms of ADHD and a few other diagnoses that helps me get insight into what they look like in these other places than just my clinic. And so a teacher can refer a student to the parent, to the clinic of choice, and have that discussion with the parents. And that's why parent-teacher conferences are very key.
Oh yeah, those are coming up.
Right, they always seem to be early in my mind when I hear that they're coming up just a month or two into school. But I think that speaks to the great ability of teachers to really pinpoint the skills of a student, their strengths and their weaknesses, and have those important conversations with parents. And I always tell other providers taking care of kids and people out in the community, early and often is key with kids. The earlier we treat these conditions and the more often that these children are seen, the better off they have a higher chance of success.
Well, is there anything else about ADHD or awareness of it that you wanted to be sure we mentioned before I let you go today?
Well, gosh, I feel like we could spend the whole day talking about these key symptoms and this diagnosis, but I think I'd leave it with this, that it's important to check in with teachers and people who know your kids best, including yourselves, that if you're curious about how your child is acting, maybe talk to someone who knows you guys and takes care of your child, a student, teacher, a paraprofessional at school, a teacher, a physician. Many parents visit their pediatricians, for example, for all sorts of different issues, right? Colds and flus and wellness exams. And ask them those questions. I work side by side with these folks, and we all work together in a team. And so if there's any further question, they can refer them to me. And many pediatricians are willing to start treatment in their clinic. So you could start there, and you might not end up having to see me. I think it's important for parents to know that, in addition to that, ADHD is one of the easiest to treat diagnoses in mental health and has one of the best outcomes in all of medicine. The medicines that we do use are effective in more than 90% of children, especially if they've tried the particular medicines that many of us start with, called the stimulants. And maybe for a different conversation, I can explain a little bit more about those too.
Right. Yeah, I know that can be quite an important topic as far as when it comes to medication and what's the point for when you need to give meds to kids. But I very much appreciate your time today. Dr. Janicek, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.